This is Akashvani, the news read by Hagayani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived at Mehboob Nagar, Telangana this afternoon. He laid the foundation stone of multiple developmental projects worth more than 13,500 crore rupees in sectors like road, rail, petroleum and natural gas and higher education in Mehboob Nagar, Telangana. Mr. Modi also flagged off the inaugural Hyderabad-Kachiguda train service from Krishna Station via video conferencing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today led the nation in Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan by joining Mega Cleanliness Drive. Mr. Modi joined the campaign with fitness influencer Ankit Bayanpuria and cleaned the garbage and waste. Mr. Modi also interacted with Ankit Bayanpuria, where he stressed on the need for fitness. In a social media post, the Prime Minister shared a video of his interaction with him during cleanliness activities. As part of the Ek Tarikh, Ek Ghanta, Ek Saath initiative for cleanliness, people across the country today participated in a mega cleanliness drive on the clarion call of Prime Minister Modi. Mr. Modi had appealed to the citizens for 1 hour of Shramdan for cleanliness drive at 10 a.m. today to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi on the eve of his birth anniversary. In the last Mann Ki Baat program, the Prime Minister highlighted the importance of Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan, urging people to join hands and take out time for a mega cleanliness drive today. Citizens from all walks of life took part in cleaning activities at public places, including market spaces, railway tracks, water bodies, tourist locations and places of worship across the country. A large number of resident welfare associations also came forward to volunteer for Shramdan in nearly 1 lakh residential areas. In this unique initiative, Indian Army, Navy and Air Force personnel, National Disaster Response Force, Central Bureau of Investigation and other departments also joined hands with civilians to clean various sites. India condemned the incident of non-local extremist elements in Scotland's Glasgow, deliberately disrupting a planned interaction organized for the Indian High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, Vikram Doraiswamy, in a Gurdwara. The High Commission of India in London, in a statement, termed the incident as disgraceful. The High Commission said that on Friday, three persons, all from areas outside Scotland, deliberately disrupted a planned interaction organized by the Gurdwara Committee for the Community, the High Commissioner and the Consul General of India. The interaction was to discuss community and consular issues. They were threatened and abused by these elements. In an effort to prevent any potential altercation, the High Commissioner and the Consul General of India decided to leave the premises shortly upon their arrival. The High Commission further said that it has reported the incident to the Foreign Commonwealth and Development Office and the Metropolitan Police. Indian Meteorological Department has informed that depression over East Central Arabian Sea crossed South Konkan coast between Panjim in Goa and Ratnagiri in Maharashtra during 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. yesterday. It is very likely to move northeastwards and weaken into a well-marked low-pressure area during the next 24 hours. Light or moderate rainfall is expected at most places, with heavy to very heavy rainfall at few places in Konkan, Goa and South Maharashtra. Rough to very rough sea condition is very likely over East Central Arabian Sea along and off Maharashtra, Goa, Karnataka coast during the next 12 hours and gradually improve thereafter. IMD has also advised fishermen not to venture into East Central Arabian Sea along and off Maharashtra, Goa, Karnataka coast today. In Tamil Nadu, 8 people were killed and 42 were injured when a tourist bus fell into a gorge at Kunur, Nilgiris yesterday. The bus carrying 60 passengers from Tenkasi and was returning from Ooty when the accident occurred. The injured had been admitted to the hospitals in Ooty and Coimbatore. The reason for the accident is said to be a brake failure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased of Kunur bus accident. Those injured will be given 50,000 rupees. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.